Jill Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome back, Jill.
Hi.
Now, you tell me these birds are coming back from the brink, so tell us about trumpeter swans.
I was really thinking about this a lot this spring because with the way the winter was so slow to leave and the ice was so slow to go out and all the waterfowl were backing up, you know, because there was nowhere to go on the inland lakes, we had the wonderful pleasure of having a pair of trumpeter swans hanging out in the ponds and around the marsh for 3 weeks or more. And what a thrill to see them regularly, and whether on the water or flying close, you know, not that far overhead, and then to hear this wonderful, wonderful, you know.
Nice going.
They're just, I love this little, the bugling that they do. It's just so jolly and fun to listen to. So anyway, trumpeter swans, they're a really wonderful story of coming back from extirpation in the state of Minnesota. The last breeding records, when there first was an assessment done of trumpeter swans in Minnesota in, I think that was like in 1984, the last documented breeding record of a trumpeter swan was from 1884.
Really?
Yes. So trumpeter swans, not just here in Minnesota, but throughout their North American range, were decimated during the settlement era primarily because of overhunting. They were really easy birds to hunt and kill, and they were highly sought after for their feathers, for their skins, for their the meat, of course. And so they were just devastated. And in Minnesota, that was primarily occurring in the first part of the 19th century, so 1800s, you know. And their primary area of occupation in Minnesota was overlapped well with what was the place that people were inhabiting to a greater and greater degree. So the prairie and the savanna country of central and western Minnesota and down into southern Minnesota. And as you, I'm sure, know, and many of the listeners know, that part of Minnesota had a tremendously rich habitat for waterfowl. We had all these potholes, and we were part of the prairie pothole region. And of course, ultimately, the habitat changed dramatically, but the decimation of the swans happened way before the loss of habitat, and so we know that it was a hunting-related thing, over-hunting-related thing. So no birds, but in the beginning in the 1980s, and then kind of a more serious effort as we approached the turn of the century, there was a real strong effort to reintroduce trumpeter swans into Minnesota. And that has been really successful. So we know for sure that now there are at least 2,400 or more free-flying birds in Minnesota. And it's not that uncommon now to see them in Minnesota where there's habitat. So their place of living in Minnesota now is not so much where they used to inhabit because the habitat is gone. I mean, here and there, but on the bigger rivers and some lakes and so on, that there's still decent habitat. But they have moved in their range in Minnesota to the north where there is abundant habitat still. So, and that includes Cook County.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a couple of places up along the border where there are documented nesting for several years now. And so it's a wonderful thing to have what is the heaviest bird in North America.
Really?
Yeah, 17 to 30 pounds.
Wow, that's a lot of birds.
Yeah, and it's the largest still surviving waterfowl in the world. So it's a remarkable bird in many ways that we now have it back and seemingly doing pretty well.
What's its migratory pattern?
Well, that's a great question, because in Minnesota's population, that's one thing that has really changed. So it used to be that the swans that lived in Minnesota would migrate south into the southern part, you know, or go as far south till there was open water or have available habitat, just like the ducks do, mm-hmm. a lot of our ducks. But with the reintroduction, there are no parents to teach the young where to go. They have no, these eggs that were brought from Montana or wherever they brought them from and raised them and let them go here and who have been successfully breeding don't have a tradition. They haven't been taken somewhere else. And so they have migrated only as far as they needed to go, which in the case of Minnesota was to kind of southern Minnesota where there were power plants at this point in time that we're keeping water open throughout the winter. And so one of the things that's hoped for ultimately as we get more and more pairs breeding here in the state, that there will be some that will go further than southern Minnesota. And I think there are a few that they know for sure have gone, like to Arkansas or something. But the vast majority still stay right in Minnesota. And that's a big concern in terms of long-term persistence of the species. You don't want to have everybody all using the same places and crowded together, because if there's a disease outbreak or something happens to that habitat, mm-hmm. then you've got potential problems.
So if we see big white birds... Mm-hmm. Really big white birds.
Really big. So their wingspan is around 6 to 8 feet. This is not a bird you're going to miss, right? Mm-hmm. And they're beautiful, graceful, of course, long necks, which they hold very erect. All black bills, all black feet. Yeah, when they fly over and they're close overhead, it's just amazing the sound that comes off their wings, you know, just like any really large mm-hmm. bird. But they're so powerful and graceful. It's just, they're magnificent. Their nests, they like to make their nests on a slightly raised above the water but surrounded by water, so maybe an old kind of decaying beaver lodge, or you know, other parts of the state, muskrat lodges. They make a big bowl, line it with a little down and some feathers. And the cygnets, the young birds, like the ugly duckling, mm-hmm. Are beautiful, kind of gray. So keep your eyes out.
Jill Anderson regularly updates us with the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thanks for bringing us up to date on the return of the trumpeter swans.
You're welcome.